Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Cheryl Patton with One Woman's Wisdom. It's been quite a while since I've been on Blog Talk, and I've been on quite a voyage over the past number of years. I've walked 600 miles across Spain, took to the highways of the U.S. with all my critters, numbers, and cards. I settled for a bit in the sands of New Mexico. Thought I'd be there a little longer than I was, but now I've traveled to the Midwest for a bit. Now, on every Sunday morning, I plan on being here to tell you what the numerology vibrations of the week are going to be. Hopefully, this is going to allow all of you the ability to match your projects, your goals, your finances, career moves, and relationships to the best day possible. And when there's time, I'm going to take a few calls and do some lightning flash readings like I used to do. So before we start, I'd like to let you know that I can be found each and every day on www.one, and that is a numerical one, womanswisdom.net, and also over at Facebook under One Woman's Wisdom. And I'll put up the links down below in the description here so that it'll be easier to find. So this coming week, we're going into the last week of January, which is going to be the 27th through February 2nd. And we're going to start a whole new month with different types of vibrations. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 9-day with a one attitude number and a 5 life path number, which means the humanitarian is going to meet the compassionate member of numerology. Though these two are really different in the social scene, their ability to care for others is unmatched. So begin with yourself. If you're going to be taking care of others, you have to start with yourself, and you are worthy of that. So what is it about your life that you're going to want to change? Start Monday. Do you have a partner or children that are in need of something that needs to be healed? These are the vibrations that are calling out to you. So make plans, make appointments, start to create the results now. Tuesday, the 28th of January, it's going to be a 1-day, 11 attitude number, and a 6 life path number. Color, design, and leadership. That's going to be the key traits of Tuesday. Should you be in the mood to take on, the redecoration of your home, let's say, the vibrations are going to be with you. Perhaps you have another domestic project you'd like to take on. This is a good time to do it or organize a plan. Those in the designer business will find that the 1-6 vibration can produce some excellent results when it comes to upgrading the style, looks, and brand descriptions of your products. Wednesday the 29th, we're looking at a master number. It's going to be an 11-day, a 3 attitude, and a 7 life path number. Now, typically, the 11 twos are a challenging number to the 7, but they actually do have something that they are real compatible with. Both of them are excellent with intuition and psychic ability. So that's going to be your Wednesday. It's going to be the epitome of the High Priestess in Tarot. All spiritual topics will be appropriate to delve into, and spending a little time with the divine is encouraged. This is going to be one of those days where you're going to start asking the big questions. Why am I here? What was my purpose in life? That is a typical 7 thing to do. The 7s journey in this lifetime is to have faith. And that's not always easy to do. What is it that comes into your life that you think, oh, I need some more faith in this area. I need more belief system. This is the day, Wednesday, to start asking all those questions. Do expect an answer. Keep your eyes, ears, and your heart open. Write down all those little things that pop into your head and expect an answer. Nothing wrong with asking for a sign either. Just go ahead and say, can you give me a sign that day? So that's going to be Wednesday the 29th. Thursday the 30th of January, we're on a 3-day 4 attitude number and an 8 life path number. Now, personally, I do like these two together. I like the 3 and the 8, especially when it comes to business, even though numerology says they're a challenge. They may be a challenge in a marriage, but not in business. This is when communication and artistry meets the business owner. The 8 knows the ins and outs of business. They can stay in the background and make all their plans, but the 3 is up front and they are entertaining customers and they're working the window decor. They're putting everything in the aisles in such a way that it's calling people into the store. So today, if you need some new designs for your business, your stationery, brochures, business cards, and the like, take on the project. You may want to go ahead and take on that project, or you can hire to have it done. Truthfully, if you're not artistic, hire someone who knows what they're doing. Consider advertising on the radio. We find 3s in the area of television, radio, newspapers. They're the writers, the dancers, the singers, all the artists. Hire one of those artists to take on your project, as you generally have a captive audience. And those who commute. That's why I'm thinking radio is a good number when it comes to the number 3. Now, Friday is the 31st of January. It is going to be a 4-day with a 5 attitude number and a 9 life path number. Now, when the epitome of the 4 and the 9 meet, there's a real challenge on how housekeeping should be set up. 4 believes their home is their castle, and 9 would like to turn it into a homeless shelter. Well, that's a little bit drastic, but this would be the epitome of both numbers. What these two can agree upon is that it's time to go through closets, drawers, storerooms, shed, garages, you name it, and start throwing it away, even if it's just one drawer. You know, the rule of thumb is if you've had it for 5 years and you haven't used it yet, you're probably not going to. Now, if you look at an item that you have stored and you don't know what it's used for anymore, you don't know what the name of it is, maybe it's a good time to shed it from your possessions. And especially clothes, we all do this. We save it. And I think that it's really something that a lot of us got down or brought down from our parents who came through the Depression. It didn't matter if you could wear it. Didn't matter if it was the right size. You're going to keep it forever. We don't necessarily have to do that anymore, and a lot of us can't even begin to wear some of those clothes or hope not to have to wear those clothes ever again. So on Friday the 31st, it's closets and drawers, even if it's just one. It's time to take some of that stuff and get rid of it. Saturday, we're going to be walking into February, and we're going to be on the 1st of February with a 1-day, now it's going to be a 3 attitude with a 7 life path. When we bring the 1 and the 7 together, it gets real cerebral. This is when we think way too much, but it is a perfect vibration for getting away from it all, taking time for yourself, making decisions, studying a topic you love, organizing for tomorrow's workday, especially if you're going to be self-employed, and working on special projects. Now, if you can't take the entire day for yourself, I understand. Just spend a little time in the area you designate as sacred space. And also, it's another 7 life path day, so set those intentions out there. What do you need to know from the divine or source, whatever you deem God to be? That's going to be next Saturday. And the reason why Saturday and Sunday kind of work together this next weekend is that on the 2nd of February, that's going to be Sunday, the 3 business numbers of numerology are teamed up. It's a 2-day, 4 attitude, and 8 life path number. This is absolutely, if you're a business owner, you can't pass up this vibration. You can, however, grasp onto the vibration of yesterday, which would have been Saturday, organize your product sticks ahead of time to save time. And this way you're going to save yourself from working all day. But it truly is one of those combinations that doesn't come out very often. You're not going to find it next week. In fact, you're probably not going to find it again until October. So you've got all the business numbers working for you. If you're thinking about starting a business, that is a fantastic day to sit down and put some action into being. If you own a business, if you are a CEO, supervisor, or maybe the boss of a substantial business or a corporation out there, take some time to get those projects done that you've been aching to do. So those are going to be what you're going to be up for next week. Sounds like a lot of business, doesn't it? But that's just how the numbers are falling. Now, I had a few questions that actually came through. Grace in Denver asked me, and it's very appropriate for January. She says, how do I find my personal year number for 2020? So I thought that is appropriate for most people because they are sitting there saying, what type of personal year am I going to be experiencing this year? So the first thing you do, grab a piece of paper. You're going to take the month of your birth and change it to a number. So January is 1, February is 2, just like on the calendar, March is 3, all the way to December, which is going to be 12. So write that on the paper. Take your day of birth, that's going to be anywhere from the 1st to the 31st, and place that beside the month number, not under it. We're not going to add down, we're going to add across. Take the year 2020, the whole thing, not just 20, and place that beside the day of birth. So you got a little, looks like a bunch of numbers in a line. Now add them across. If it turns into a double-digit number other than 11 or 22, add those two digits together, and you'll have a single digit. Such as if it comes out to the number 13, you'd add 1 and 3 together, and you'd be in a 4 personal year. Now, 11 and 22 are master numbers. We don't reduce those numbers, but you can look at the 11, say it's a 2, and get some ideas off of what a 2 number is. And also the 22 is the same way. We have the master teacher in the number 22, and it would reduce to a 4, which is also the teacher, the student. But what's going to happen is that I am going to be reproducing some of the videos, some of the audios that talk about personal years for 2020. I'm going to be posting them on YouTube under One Woman's Wisdom. They will be over also on Facebook under One Woman's Wisdom. And I will be covering some of those explanations next Sunday. But in the meantime, we'll go ahead and have you figure out what your personal year is. Mine isn't going to be an 11. I've got a few other people. Grace, I wanted to let you know yours is October 3rd. So we put 10 plus 3 plus 2020. You're in an 8 year. You are in business. So it's going to be perfect for you. Your mom, because you asked about hers, in January 15th. So we have a 1 plus 15 plus 2020. She's also in 11 years. So I will be talking to her anyway. We're going to be comparing notes about what our 11 year is going to produce. Now we have some time left to this show, so I do have a caller on 863-289. I'm going to find out who I've got on the line as it's thinking. Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Julia.
Good morning. Good morning. And would you like to have a reading this morning?
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, when we're on the air, I never ask for names and birth dates and the whole, in, you know, because just because we don't want anyone doing identity theft on us while we're trying to do our reading. But if I have your birth date and you would like to know what your personal year is going to be this year, I can certainly figure that out for you.
Perfect. My birthday is September 16th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the year is 1961, if you need that.
That would be fine, because that's going to give me two things to look up for you. Okay. And I'm just going to check here to make sure that I've got the right numbers. I like your numbers. Already you are a 33. You're a 33 life path. You are the master healer. And I'm going to figure out this year. Oh, good. This is an interesting year for you. So number one, first of all, let me just back up here a little bit. You are born on a 7 day. You have a 7 attitude, but you are the master number of 33. We can break that down to a 6. So those years that we don't always gravitate to our master numbers, I'm looking at a number 6 in the background. But as a master healer, it isn't that you always have to be, that you had to go into nursing, into being a doctor or alternative medicine. A number 33 we can find in all types of careers and professions, but there is something about you that always has people picking your brain. When they want to feel better, they find you. You have 2 sevens, which tells me there's a lot of intuition going on there. And so the intuitive arts is very ideal for you. You are in a number 2 year. So we've got 2 sevens. I've got 1 major 2 sitting here for 2020. This is a time to hone your psychic abilities, your intuition. It's about love, peacefulness, harmony. If you find yourself in a position where, things can be a little bit stressful at times, this is the time to build your sacred space. And for those people who don't know what sacred space is, it can be a corner of a room. It can actually be an extra room in the house. You don't have anything broken in there, no bills, no newspapers, don't turn on the news. It is a place that makes you smile. It's that place that you go and commune with your guides, with the source. You ask the questions, or you just relax. Because with all these sevens and the twos, the seven's mind never stops worrying and asking questions. Sometimes we just need that balance. And so that is what you're in for 2020. It's about making more balance for you. And if you're looking for any types of relationships, if you're looking for a relationship or you're already in one, this is also a good year to kind of add a little bit of boost to it. This is about love, peacefulness, coming together, being together, looking for people who share your ideas. It doesn't always have to be a love relationship. It can actually be a soulmate relationship that doesn't have to do with marriage or living together with a person in that capacity. So it's all going to be about relationships. It's going to be about psychic ability. It's going to be about honing your skills, your spiritual skills. And it is also a year that you're going to look within yourself a little bit more. So have fun with it and see where it leads.
Wow. Well, that's perfect. Wow. You know, the creating a sacred space, I live in Florida, like in Central Florida over by Disney, but I've always wanted to live like closer to the water, like on Tampa side where the Gulf of Mexico comes up. And it's one of those things that I've been wanting to relocate over there, but I've been a little resistant. It's so funny you said about the worry, because that's exactly it. It's like, well, what if I get there and I can't find a place to live? And what if I can't find work? And what if?
So, you're in Florida?
That's so perfect. I
would not worry too much about Florida, because when I look up, when I translate the numbers of Florida, Florida is an 11-2. So you are in a 2 year. Yeah, you're already a master number 33. You're looking at the master number 11, which is our master visionary. So you vibrate very compatibly with Florida.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Yay.
Yeah,
that's wonderful news.
We're in a good state for you. Yeah.
My brain wants to pick everything apart, so this is wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
That is the seven. Yes, we do that. The sevens do. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to grab another call. You're welcome.
Okay, have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, I've got another caller coming in here at 201-321. Let's see who I've got on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. And how can I help you today?
Yes, my birthday is January 5th, 1965.
Was that the 5th of January?
Yes.
Okay, you just cut out for a minute there, but that wasn't your fault. All right, let me take a look and see what I have for you. We've got January 5th, 1965, so I'm going to... Okay, you are on a one day. We have a 6 attitude. I've got a 9 life path number. But let me just check one thing here. We're going to see what kind of personal year you're in. Ooh, I like that. This will vibrate very nice with the day you're born. You're born on a 5 day. Your attitude is that of the 6, but you're a 9 life path. And the 9 life path is where we find our caregivers. Not everyone will fit into these careers, but this is where we find our social workers, our caregivers, doctors, nurses, anyone who takes care of others. People want to gravitate to the 9 because not only are they artistic, but they give that feeling of, come on over, I'll take care of you. These are the people we want to go over their house and have coffee. We want to talk to them. We want to tell them, you know, we want to pick their brain. How can they help us? And you're going to be in a number one year. Number one is the beginning of another 9-year cycle. Last year in 2019, probably some of the things you may have looked at was what's working for me, what's not working for me. 9 years are typically very slow because it is all about us looking within and saying what worked this year, what didn't work this year, what do I want to get rid of? And that can be people, places, and things. We want to say, what do we want to take on and start all over? You're going to have a lot more energy this and when it 1 year comes. You're born on a 5-day, which is very natural to the number one. You're going to be thinking a lot. It's one of those instances where it's when people say, or when you ask somebody else, what are you thinking? And they say, nothing. That doesn't compute. You're wondering how they're sitting there thinking about nothing. Anything that you want to get started, whether you start it this year, whether it comes to fruition 3 years from now, this is your planning year. This is also action. One loves to take action, and the 5 just hates being bored. So you can take that 1-5, anything you want to start putting into motion, 2020 is going to be your year to do it. Don't worry about it being wrong. Lots of times the 9 will say, oh gosh, am I going to do this right? Maybe I better wait. No, go ahead and start, because you're different. It's like stepping stones. You may start out in this direction, but end up going the other direction because you saw, oh, this is going to work a little bit better. None of those are mistakes. We just all have to hop on those stones in order to get to where we're going. So I love the number 1 years because you do feel like you can get so much done. If you only get it through the planning stage, don't worry. In number 2, you'll still continue to carry it out, whether it's next year, the year after. But this is your year. This is your year to really get it going. And
okay.
You know, whatever
okay.
You'd like that to be. Yeah.
No, I have some trepidation about some paperwork that I have to submit. I just keep feeling like I'm missing something. So I find myself procrastinating, and I want to finish it up and move forward so I can move a settlement. And it's just
good.
I've been
trying
to figure out within myself what's holding me back. Is it a block, or is it just fear, or what?
You know, when you have the number 1 so strongly around you, which is all of 2020, it is a fantastic time to set intentions. If you read tarot, you'll know that number 1 card in tarot is the magician. He takes energy from the air that no one can see, and he creates that which he wishes. And so when you have this 1, set your intentions. whether you go by full moon, new moon, whatever your ritual in life is, whatever your philosophy or spirituality is, go ahead and set those intentions. Put them on post-it notes and stick them around the house. This is the year for you to create. So if you are bothered by different fear, ask to be shown, what would you like to do? Well, I want this. This is a great time to make a vision board. Put those pictures on your vision board. Doesn't have to be fancy. I've even used post-it notes and stuck them on windows. But put it somewhere where you can see, and put pictures of the things you wish to accomplish, and put them somewhere where you can see them and see them often. So yeah, this is good for intention setting and vision board creating, so that you can get those things that you want. Very good. Well, I'm just about to run out of time here. So thank you for calling in, Jackie.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Namaste.
And you too. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap it up here, because this is just about the end of the show. We got a few folks in. I will be back at 10 o'clock on next Sunday morning. And so whether you're listening in live or on your own time aside from the show, I'd like to thank you for spending this time with me. Would you like to see a particular numerology question answered? Just hop on over to the Facebook link that's in the description box below and send me a note. And I'll include it on the Facebook's One Woman's Wisdom and also on the following Sunday show. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you later.